You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Here we go.
What would Augie say?
Well, it wasn't even a you-hoo-hoo.
Really?
It wasn't a you. It was a 50-50 game. Yeah. It was a 50-50 game. But I want to start off with this warning to you. If you're ever, for some reason, feel the urge to go to a Vikings game.
I don't.
In the new stadium.
Right.
It will give you a nervous breakdown.
I couldn't do it.
Because the crap starts. It's not like
Too much foreplay.
It's not like the 10 minutes
right.
at the old dome or the 8 minutes or they run out and we get. It goes on for 25 minutes.
Yeah.
First of all, we got John Randall comes out. And I love John Randall, but screams at us like a lunatic for like 8 minutes. And then there's a bunch of other stuff, and the game was delayed yesterday. And then we got to do the skull thing. And then we got the Gellerhorn thing and the big drum and the whole—
Who blew the Gellerhorn yesterday?
Brian O'Neill. I thought that was a pretty good choice.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The injured
team
right
captain.
Tackle.
Sure.
Yeah. It's called a Gellerhorn?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a horn.
Yeah.
I know. Ooh, right. You know. Oh, God, it's just driving me crazy.
I'm hearing that that's a better-looking stadium than it really is in person because the concourses are too narrow.
The concourses are dreadful.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
That's the modern architecture fad is to have the great big can you watch the game from the concourse?
Well, if
they
you're on the two
here
outsides,
there,
you
but
can.
Not
that's a mistake.
Yes. Well, the other thing is there's these little nooks where they got special seating sections that you pay more money, so you don't know where the hell you're going. It's and now for the medias, we got to go all the way around behind it.
Are you at the top?
We're at the top, but we also have to go all the way around to get in. So the old dome, you know, you had a chance to injure yourself getting blown through the door, but it was right in front. You know, you walked in, right? And there is that one entrance that can be used for a high school event that's in the front. But for a Viking game, you go around and around and you walk for about a week and then you got to go fight your way through the crowd and then you walk some more to get all the way around the back. And
Pat, my take on the game is a pretty simple one.
Yes.
They were as likely to win as they were to lose.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. The first half, they had no chance to stop Daniel Jones and the Giants, which hasn't been that high-powered of an offense. Second half, they gave him a couple of problems. You know, it wasn't just running up and down the field. Hunter had a good second half.
I do have a question.
Yes.
You really involved Jefferson in the very first series of the game.
Made four catches,
and then you didn't.
Then you didn't. They didn't.
What the hell was
that? They double-teamed him, but I think they were probably double-teaming him from the start, right?
Mm-hmm.
All I know is if it's 4th and 8 and you need the first down to keep the game continued and you got the tight end standing over here to the right with a guy covering him 3 yards down the field or you got Jefferson someplace, I'm just going to throw it in a general direction and hope he performs a miracle, don't you?
Yeah, which he has done throughout the year.
It was a miracle-type year. That's what you did, and they didn't do that yesterday.
No, I think he was targeted once in the fourth quarter. And second half, only 4 times or something.
We only got one gritty out of them, and that turned out to not even be a touchdown.
It wasn't a gritty. No, it wasn't a touchdown. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the screw-up lost in all of it. I mean, obviously, the stupid play call by O'Connell on 3rd and 1 and the stupid throw by Cousins. That false start on the
fourth
one
and
yard to go, that was That hurt.
Yes,
then because you then you had to take the field goal.
These kids in my house, man, can do the gritty.
They can do the gritty?
We have gritty contests.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you participate?
I try.
Do you know how? Do you know how it's supposed to look?
I know how it's supposed to look. I'm not sure I can do it. But I know when the kids do it correctly. Yeah.
Okay, the kids do it.
One kid
phenomenon.
Was a superstar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You were.
But he's not even from Minnesota.
Okay.
He lives in Illinois.
Well, so he's got an advantage then.
Yeah, yeah.
So the family came home to celebrate Martin Luther King holiday. That's good.
Just a part of them did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's, I think it was that's what kind of game it was. And
yeah,
I think the marginally best team won.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
And it really didn't matter because had this team found a way to win, they would have got destroyed by the 49ers.
Well, you can't say that. There's picking this team.
No. But
no, Reavers,
they would have had
I'm not arguing with you.
They would have had a hard time stopping the 49ers.
I'll say.
They might have had.
How about Saquon Barkley? He's pretty good.
Yeah.
And they've changed it, though. They used to just hand him the ball, and he'd smack into the line and 20 times a game. Now they got that little pass they throw out in the left flat, and he goes for about any time they want to. He goes for about 12, 13
yards. I thought a guy in our
house
had a good line yesterday. He said, okay, 5 years from now, would you rather have O'Connell as the coach, or what's the Giants guy's name?
Brian Daboll.
Daboll?
Yep.
And the guy said, I'm taking O'Connell because he'll be alive.
Yeah, Daboll, they have pictures of Daboll when he was first got to Buffalo from like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
He's aged. He got big.
He wasn't a picture of fitness.
But no. I like his. He's got some creativity
got some
to
him. Got some
fire
to him, too.
He got creativity.
He knows how to develop a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know, they did not. Joe, you got this deal where after a guy's third year who signs a first-year contract,
mm-hmm.
you know, a rookie, if you're a first-round draft choice, you have to pick up his option for the fifth year.
Mm-hmm.
They did not pick up Jones's option, so he is a
he's gonna make
bona
some money.
Fide free agent.
You Let's know. Get him because if you don't, Kirk's your quarterback next year.
Well, I don't.
Ended the game, Kirk played pretty well yesterday.
Yeah, he took a lot of hits early in the first half. He took some smacks, and I don't think there was ever an official sack. Was there one? Maybe.
I think there was one.
Yeah, so you're comfortable with Kirk as the quarterback next year?
Well, I don't think they got any option. But you know, if I could, you know, because Kirk would. A, have a dead money problem, and then you'd have to pay Jones $25 million.
I'm not interested, though, in signing up for five more years of Kirk at 34 years old.
No, you're not. Kirk had a, you know, he was the...
He actually glanced a few times at other receivers.
When Slayton dropped that pass, the guy on...
The Giants receiver.
The third and 15, he was wide open. He was going to get to the stick.
Oh, yeah,
and
no question.
He mm-hmm. was going to go 20 yards at least, and he dropped it. And they hadn't dropped one all day, this nondescript group of receivers.
Mm-hmm.
I said, there it is.
The gods have
shined down on these stiffs again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they call a bogus 15-yard roughing penalty.
That was bad.
That was a very weak roughing.
That was a weak. And you say, okay, it's tied. It's just a question of don't score too soon so they can kick a winning field goal, and then, boom, all of a sudden it's 4th and 8.
Although some had speculated, should the Vikings go for 2? Because the defense couldn't stop.
They would not have gone for 2.
I don't think they would have either.
With the new overtime rules in the playoffs, Joe, now each team, they changed it so you couldn't win it with a field goal. By getting the ball like the Saints did years ago against the Vikings. But now they changed it so each team gets a possession in the playoffs, even mm-hmm. if you score a touchdown. So with those rules, he kicks the extra point.
I disagree with your paper. It was not a crushing disappointment. It was a 50-50 game.
Yeah, I think it, but the fans had so much fun this year watching this roller coaster that I think they expected I think they expected it to continue.
There was a great, and I forget who put this out there, but there's a great shot of O'Connell and Ed Donatell on the sidelines, and O'Connell's just glaring at him. And it said, Viking season in one snapshot. It was pretty good.
Plus the other thing, O'Connell tried to frame it as though he was comforting Cousins after the he was hot that he threw the ball to the to Hokanson. They were barking at each other on the sideline, but that doesn't fit the kumbaya narrative of this team. This is when we needed Zim.
Oh, yeah. Zim would have
had
the
good... I don't know why that idiot threw it to the end. Although I don't know why the end was there. Why wasn't he at the marker, you know? There was nobody running a shallow route on that.
Everybody went deep. I don't get it either.
And then you got to have Hokanson, who's really good, should be running short little route, right? I guess.
That was a wise acquisition from Detroit.
Oh, man. That was great. They only got four draft choices this year. But the way they screwed up last year, who cares?
Yeah, they got one starter out of last year's draft.
They got two guys hurt, but they got. This is not the Rick Spielman 15th, 16th, 6th, and 7th rounder theory. That's
so who
for sure.
plays at San Francisco?
Yet to be determined.
That'll be determined tonight.
Correct.
It's either
whoever wins the game goes to San Francisco. All right. Because the Giants are going to Philly.
So if Tampa wins, they go to San Francisco.
Yep.
God, I hope they lose. I hate an 8-9 team getting to go to this.
Oh, you're going to offend the little guy in there. He's got his Buccaneers jersey on. He's ready to go.
I asked for an explanation. He doesn't have one. Why?
Oh no, I could tell you what it is.
What?
The oldest brother in there. He's a Josh Allen fan, so he's a Bills fan, and
he
says, "Dad, who's better than Josh?" And I said, "Well, Tom Brady's probably the best quarterback." Oh, okay, then I'm a Buccaneers fan.
So what we have here is a rare situation when two young siblings are rivals.
Correct.
Okay, all right.
Do they share a room?
They might as well, but no, they have their own bedrooms.
So they each have their own posters.
He's changed houses like four times. Yeah. I hope he upgraded to the kids having two homes.
I asked the kids how they like living out in the wilderness.
Yeah. Not that far away.
No, weeks. You're weeks away.
Weeks away in the rain. It's raining to beat hell right now.
Is it raining?
Yeah. Oof. Yeah.
We're finally going to get those streets cleared out in St. Paul because of this rain.
That'll do it because the plows are too late. They should have done it a week ago.
Yeah, well, they say they're turning loose the plows now, but the snow's melting.
Right. There's no need to send out the plows.
Hey, you know what?
Melvin had a hard time admitting he was wrong.
Well, so does Minneapolis.
Yeah, we got the
You know what happens though when we go out for dinner in Jordan, Minnesota? We don't get towed.
Yeah, I got towed.
Where at? Where'd you go?
We had a place Saturday. We were in the wrong. She parked where she shouldn't have parked.
At the Lex?
No, in that area. But
okay.
You couldn't talk her out of it,
huh?
I told the story on GL. It said 15 minutes.
Oh, I see.
And she said, "Oh, there's nobody here." I said, "Okay." Mm-hmm. Came out and it was gone.
It was gone.
And it was adjacent to this dumpy little market.
Oh, yeah.
I went
in
there.
That's the worst part of getting towed is where they take them.
No. It was next that we parked at a spot that this market claimed was theirs.
Oh, okay.
You know, no parking, you'll be towed. And we were wrong. And so, but I go into the market, it was almost as though they knew instantly. Oh, did you get towed? And they send the wife out, the wife of the market owner. She points to the number. We got to call this number. The guy said it's 325 cash.
Oh, yeah.
325
cash.
Cash. And the couple we were with.
I bet the people in the market get halfsies.
Well, you're way ahead
That's
of me.
Exactly what he said.
Just a minute.
Okay.
The whole thing's a scam.
Yeah, all right.
And the couple we were with hadn't left yet, so they gave us a ride. We're piecing our money together.
Yeah, just come up with $3.25.
Conveniently enough, Pat, in this market,
they got the cash machine.
Is an AM machine. ATM. What do you call those things?
ATM.
ATM machine. Which only allowed her 200. Mm-hmm. So she got 200. I had some money, and the guy with had some money. We pieced together the 325, went down to get it, was inside a building, warm. Yeah. And I now know exactly what happened. You got Mrs. Kravitz lives in an apartment above the store.
Yes.
She calls down and says, "Okay,
parks in it,
okay, I'm watching.
Running.
I'll call you in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Calls in 15 minutes. He calls the plow or the tow guy. He was there immediately.
Yeah.
I think Mrs. Kravitz gets a hun, the store gets a hun, and the towing company gets a hun.
Probably.
Maybe a towing company gets a buck 25.
So the woman that ratted you out was not working in the store.
Well, my theory is that it's a plant upstairs.
So when Mrs. Kravitz
looking out the window.
I would bet somebody running the store. Yeah.
You think when Mrs. Kravitz, you think she clocks in for the day?
Yep.
Well, it's 3 o'clock. I better get upstairs.
I'm on towing watch.
It would be interesting. It would be interesting to see how many they get towed out of there.
Oh, I bet
they average 3 or 4 a day.
The guy, I got him on the phone. He said, I just got that one. I said, well, where are you? And he told me where he was.
Where was it?
Down on Randolph and Shepherd Road.
Mm-hmm.
And
there could be worse places.
Oh, yeah. It was fine.
One in Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah.
Take a gun.
Right. You're on your own. You know what it reminded me of, Patrick? Remember how much fun we had that one time with the ESPN gal when she got her car towed?
Uh-huh.
Britt McHenry.
Yes,
And they had the camera of her.
She told them what terrible human beings they were. Yeah. They were not. You know, that she was an important person and they were terrible
people. We didn't pull
any
of that BS.
No, we were wrong.
It doesn't do you any good.
But boy, what a scam they got going. Oh, geez.
And you,
they could do
of course,
two or three
now
night.
Here comes the real pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
Is this Game of Floss
not
territory?
Not shaming her.
Oh,
not shaming
I didn't
her.
Do a thing. I didn't
no,
say a word.
No, you can't do that. You can't.
I would have. That would have been Game of Floss.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you going to keep it in the back
gone,
pocket?
I could have gone. What did I tell you?
Oh. Yeah, right. Oh, what that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
Can't
and
do
the
it.
urge
is overwhelming.
You feel it. You please don't let me.
Don't,
say
don't let me
it.
Say anything. Please, don't let me say anything.
Don't let me do this.
Could you just sit there?
Because I'll be paying the price for a week.
And then never go.
They can go.
They can go.
You can.
But you can't.
No, that's true.
And imagine if the tables were turned. Cause I wasn't driving.
Mm-hmm.
I never drive at night anymore, ever. And she was driving. I could have been the one who went,
Oh, yeah.
Did you even smirk? A silent smirk?
No, because the overriding element of the scam is that they had us. We were wrong.
Sure.
There was no wiggle room.
It is amazing. Get this 50. You think the cops get out? You think that
maybe the cops
you
get a
the
piece.
City cop gets
no,
the cop.
The cops are going to take
they're
them.
Very honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The smirk.
The guy who walks up and down the street, he should get a little taste of it. There's no doubt that they're timing you.
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah.
Mrs. Kravitz has got the stopwatch.
Yep.
Hit start. They got that. The doors are locked. All right, hit start.
Okay, it's 8:16 and they are officially parked and have left the car.
Yep.
Now this is like 24 hours you can't be there.
Yep, that's right.
15 minutes even when the store's not open,
That's one of those stores that might be always open.
Mm, wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Yeah. You know, there's other stuff.
All told, it wasn't that bad because we had recovery within 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, we knew that we went down, found the place.
How was dinner?
Best I ever had.
Really?
I'll tell you about it off the air.
Okay.
Best I ever had.
Hmm.
Best meal I've ever had.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's high praise.
I got to find out where this is.
But we're going there.
Okay.
And you're going to have what I'm having.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not Creekside.
Nope.
Not over in Minneapolis.
No.
The new
no.
Creekside at the old Pepito's no. is great.
We recanted, though, the origination of when we kill the grouper when we went to Hoyt's that night as a staff.
Yeah.
When Royce asked the waitress, when we kill the grouper.
Our boy should.
Yeah, I know.
I've decided.
I don't want him in the freezer for
a
week. No.
I've decided the meanest looking guy in sports.
Yes.
Meanest looking guy.
Yeah.
Is Dean Epison.
He can get it. He's the meanest looking guy.
He
can put a scowl on his face. Yeah.
Did
when he
you see
to.
Who'd they lose? They lost to Buffalo right in overtime last week?
6-5.
Did you see? I think it was a borderline call against the Wild.
Oh yeah.
And Emerson looked at the ref and said, "Hey, bleep face." Except he didn't say bleep. Yeah. Get over here. And I thought, oh my God, I would do whatever he told
they
me to.
They barely
right now.
Beat Arizona.
That was, I watched 10 minutes of that game. It was unwatchable.
Yeah.
They were not. Pumped up.
They didn't have a jump in their step.
No, and the other team doesn't want to have a jump in
their
step.
They want to lose.
They want to go as slow as they possibly can. It was brutal.
Playing in that 5,400-seat building.
Yes.
When are they going to move that team?
Don't know.
Who owns
them? Go back to Quebec.
I don't know.
Go back where you came from. That's where they... No, Winnipeg. They came from
No,
Winnipeg.
They came from Quebec.
No, they came from Winnipeg.
You're right, Winnipeg. Colorado's Quebec.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Winnipeg.
They decided to go to Arizona instead of here.
Right. That's right.
Sid was trying to get them to Target Center.
Do they play at the same arena as the college team?
Yes.
Yes.
They do.
They got a big feud.
They had a falling out.
They got a feud with the people out in Glendale. So they, because Glendale wanted to, Glendale elected new city council men who wanted to raise their rent so they'd break even on having the hockey team.
Your
there.
Owners are Alex Marullo and Andrew Barroway.
Never heard mm-hmm.
of the Arizona Coyotes.
What, do they own a Quick Trip or something?
I have no idea.
I don't know, but they're given, they got $750. For the Kraken, who, by the way, can't lose. The Kraken is fantastic.
$750 million?
$750 million. Why don't these guys just turn it and sell it?
Yeah, the Kraken, they're on fire.
Here's your deal. The team was unstable under earlier ownership. The NHL took over the Phoenix Coyotes franchise in 2009. Then-owner Jerry Moyes gave up the team after declaring bankruptcy. The NHL maintained control of the franchise until 2013 when they found the new ownership willing to keep the team in Arizona.
Well, they first played, you know, before they went out to Glendale, they played in the basketball arena. Mm-hmm. And if you sat in the third deck behind the nets, you couldn't see anything but like the middle of the ice, you know. If somebody scored, it was a rumor if it was in your end of the ice.
Do you know what the name of the arena is?
No.
Mullet Arena.
Mullet. Really?
Yeah, Mullet must be a brand
built
of some type.
For the Arizona States,
for Arizona State.
Who should be getting into either the Big Ten or the NC. They should be getting into one of those leagues.
Someone told me that they are going to become a powerhouse because hockey? So many kids want to live in that part of the country and play Division I hockey.
Well,
why not be warm?
They got to get in a conference, though, pretty soon.
If I was an NHL player, there's only one place I'd want to play. Two, either Florida or Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Did you guys say that they came from Winnipeg?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Yes. Yeah. That, and
96.
Sid was trying to get here.
That was a long time ago.
Judd and I were talking about this today. What would have Sid's lead been on today's game?
Boy, that's a tough one.
Our theory was... No team can win with the type of injuries that the Vikings had, even though many teams have more injuries. No teams, you know, their offensive line was just, you know, all ripped. This great offensive line was ripped up. Bradbury shouldn't have been playing. He was out there fighting for his country. Darrisaw, he was, you know, hurt, and then O'Neill didn't play, and it would have been a glorious effort. We were agreeing that Sid's greatest moment ever, and this is a long career, was when the Vikings were lucky they didn't beat Atlanta because they had so many guys hurt they would have got embarrassed in the Super Bowl.
Well, that's a way to look at it.
Remember that? Yeah. You know, worst loss in franchise history, except Sid says we're lucky because we wouldn't want to go down there and get our butts kicked
by Denver
Super Bowl.
Yeah. I thought of your story the other day because there was a bunch of clips from the year that the Vikings went out to San Francisco in 87 and beat the 49ers when Reggie Rutland returned the interception for the touchdown. Yeah. Wasn't that Sid's moment there?
He became Najee Mustafi, but he was still Reggie Rutland. The football press box and Candlestick had barriers. Like you sat in six, eight seats, and then there was a barrier. It was like in a little box. And Sid, how old was he in 87? 88. It would have been January of 88. He was
probably in his 70s.
Yeah, he was hurtling these barriers, screaming, "Go, Reggie! Go, Reggie! Go, Reggie!"
You imagine if Sid would have been there when the earthquake struck?
Oh, God, yeah. That would have been.
That?
He wouldn't have taken that well.
What was that?
But the next year, they go out there with high hopes because get just their asses kicked, right?
Yes.
And that's the one where Sid took a telegram with him, one of these machines that, as you know, I never used one, but they had a plastic tops on them that they clasped on.
Yeah.
And Sid took it and put the top, plastic top, down by the heater that was in the press box. And when it was, now I'm making a gesture here, ladies and gentlemen, it was like this. Yeah. It was bowed.
Like when, a curved woman.
It was like, it was bowed when he
melted.
Got it back. We got, and he and I were flying to Phoenix for the, Lou's going to win the, after that game, Lou's playing for the national championship. So, and he had to go to be with Lou. And I'm carrying his, you know, I'm carrying his yep. machine in both hands like this with the top on it. I said, let's mail this thing back, for God's sakes, or just throw it away.
Yeah, throw it
it's
away.
An old Telluride.
I threw one away in Detroit.
Yes, right. I was there for that one, too. That was still Telluride, man. We hadn't switched to Radio Shack yet.
No. She made it about six or seven rows down. I think.
Yeah, you did. It was way at him. And I cast an aspersion.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Did you get charged for that?
I think I did.
Okay. No, you probably told him it was an accident, didn't you?
It was an accident.
Slipped out of my hand.
When you break a machine, you don't tell them the truth throwing it.
Right.
You know, for goodness sakes.
No, I did. It slipped.
I told you that we now... I don't have to take it because I'm a part-timer.
Yeah.
But we now have dignity training.
Well, oh, boy. I'd not taken that.
Do you have it, too?
No.
But
we don't even have a staff. I don't even know if we have a building.
This is so you treat your coworkers with dignity.
Oh my God. There's no dignity in sports writing.
No.
It's the antithesis of dignity.
Newsroom, but yes, we did our dignity training at Luigi's.
That's right.
After MFing each other all night and screaming, we went over there and bought each other drinks.
Right.
That was dignity right there.
Whoa.
Dignity training. I think a lot of companies are doing it, though.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah.
Is that enough today, or we got more?
Oh, we got more.
Let's see what else we got.
Oh, look at the time.
We haven't had your thoughts on Carlos Correa.
I'm all in favor of it.
I am too.
I think he's in fine physical condition.
What did the other teams fear? That the rod would break?
Because it was 10 years, they were giving him these gigantically long contracts.
Yeah.
Boy, Boris was a defeated man, though, wasn't he?
Was he really?
Did you watch the press conference?
Yeah, he only made $10
million. Yeah, he had a despondent look on his face, man. He just kept going on about the raging controversy in the orthopedic industry as to who should be making these decisions. What are you talking about, you know? He's come a long way, though, since I've told this story 50 times. Since his first client was Tim Belcher, the number one draft choice.
That was his first client?
First important client. And the Twins, that was the year the Twins didn't sign their first, second, or third because Calvin was irritated because they moved him to the Dome for 83. And that's he'd gotten rid of all his high-priced players in 82, and he didn't sign any of his draft choices. But Mr. Brophy, you know George.
Sure.
Hot Irishman, nice guy, loved him. But he had a temper on him.
Sure.
And they moved into the new Metro offices, which are actually more crowded than the Met Stadium offices. They're, you know, they didn't give him any room for their offices. And Brophy is calling Boris every filthy name known to man at a very loud level, screaming at him. He played baseball, you know, he played pro ball and... You were a bleeping baseball player, and you're a bleeper negotiated and bleep you, and he slams down the telephone. And this young woman who'd just been working there a little while comes over to Rance and says, Mr. Rance, is Mr. Brophy okay? And that's when Rance says, oh, yeah, he's fine. He's just talking to his wife. 1983 humor.
Yep.
We would now offend people.
Well, you know what he'd need now? Dignity training.
he would need dignity training, yes.
How old is Boris? Is he in his 70s?
70, just turned 70.
Just turned 70.
I looked it up.
Okay.
70, so he was a kid.
What did he do for Correa that was worth $10
million? Well,
why can't Correa say, here's the number I want?
Why do you have $10 million in your
head? Here's what happened.
He gets a percentage of Correa's cash.
Oh, I got you.
Here's what happened. We have the December 2 baseball's getting shut down, right, because of the COVID thing. And we have the, or was that the
lockout? It was a lockout.
Yep. The owners were locking them out. And before that happened, Correa was out there as a free agent. This is 2021.
And he was expecting a mega deal.
2020, but he gets Corey Seager, $325 million, a shortstop from Texas, and Marcus Semien, who could play shortstop, $175 million, I think. Maybe it was more. He ended up getting $525 million out of Texas for two infielders. Mm-hmm. And Carlos was on the outside looking in, so he dumped his agent and took Boris in the middle of January, signed with Boris on the presumption that he was going to get a $300 million deal. Didn't show up, so that's when he made the deal with the Twins for, you know, do you want him for 1 year, basically, he said, even though it was a 3 year, you know, with the options. So that's what he thought he was going to get. And Carlos was very generous to Scott at the press conference, saying, you didn't find a job, but Scott is over there saying, the orthopedic industry is, you know. I said, Joe.
He wanted more money, didn't he?
I said he was like Otter in Animal House, yeah. Blaming the entire fraternity.
You hate the United States of America.
Yes. Now, you're really saying the entire fraternity, you know, establishment. And, you know, it was...
I was just happy.
The very notion of education itself is wrong.
God, what a great movie.
Yep.
I was just happy that Carlos re-signed because there's always a good opportunity to look at Mrs. Correa in the crowd. She's
prego as it gets, right?
Yes,
now,
she
though,
is.
She doesn't have much time left, but she's a very attractive young lady.
Miss Texas, is she not?
And you know what? I've kind of been...
I don't know.
Yeah. I've kind of been anti... gals wearing tight clothing when they're prego, you know. That's just me. I'm an old guy. I like the old smock, sure. You know, but the old smock,
the
waddle around, yeah. Waddle around, have the kid, and then we'll see you in a little bit. You know, right?
The old smock.
Yeah, right. The old fatty clothes, you know. But Mrs. Correa had the long dress with the tight fitting, and she looked pretty dang good.
Yes, she did.
Even prego.
Yes.
Well, so, what are you going to do?
Yeah, she's going to have...
the spot.
That's just me. I'm old.
Yes.
I'm not saying I'm right.
No, that's
I'm
the...
not
hey,
saying
you
I'm
like
right.
what you like.
It's an opinion.
Yes.
That's right. It's an opinion. You know? Yeah. Anyway, that's about it. That's all I got.
That's all I got.
No thoughts on your Red Hot Timberwolves? Nothing?
They got a matinee today on MLK
Day. Oh, that's
Day,
right.
Are they home?
Yeah, they're home.
They usually do. They usually play at home on MLK Day.
And Anthony Edwards, he's, you know what makes him different? He plays.
Yes, he does.
He doesn't.
What's with this Carl Anthony Towns character?
Well, he's got the strained calf.
Well, what the hell?
Cat with the bad calf.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know,
it's
going to be a
time.
Month.
Yeah.
Well, it's been 6 weeks, and now they're kind of looking for the All-Star game.
Really?
Unbelievable.
I do like the other night, though, that we gave a standing ovation to Kevin Love and Ricky Rubio in the old...
Both of them.
More
for Ricky, probably, than Kevin.
But yeah.
Kevin, Love is one of the amazing stories ever that he stayed in Cleveland. Remember when he couldn't wait to get back to the East, West Coast? Mm-hmm. He just went there to win a title with LeBron, and he's still there.
Isn't he basically a role player at this point of his career?
Yeah, but he plays 25 minutes.
Does he? Okay. You know,
comes in, shoots threes, gets some rebounds.
Krasinski had the best tweet yesterday after the Vikings game. Like to welcome you all to now Timberwolves season because basically no one's been paying attention to the Wolves because the Vikings were still playing.
You know, well, they're still 50-50 for making the play-in. So.
Yeah.
Our hockey team is, they're good.
They're good. They did have an off night.
They got Boldy cheap. Did you see that?
Well, seven years for 49. Yeah.
It's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a player.
It really is.
You know, I thought, you know, I'm not one to rush to assumptions, but didn't Mankato beat the hell out of him in the semifinals a few years
ago?
Was that them or was that St. Cloud?
No, it was St. Cloud because Mankato played the Gophers in the Final Four.
Boston College had this team with like five or six prospects, including Boldy, and they just hit them every time they moved. And Boldy was not, they weren't resisting at all. And I assumed, I said, he's soft, but he's not.
He's a good
player.
And
he can shoot the puck, man. Yeah. So But
you know what he can do? Plus, he can do stuff.
Yeah. And Guerin keeps getting these guys about $2 million a year less than he should pay them. He got Eck, he got Kaprizov cheap.
He's got a good room, I think. That's what he goes by.
He got a good room.
Got a good room.
And unless you lose, and Dean's mad at you.
And it's not a good room.
Then you might not be a good room.
I like Guerin.
I do too.
I do too. Yep. But I think Dean is—he's so much different than.
Well, he's the meanest looking guy in sports.
Dean is, but the Guerin is so much different than the rest of the GMs we got in this town who are schmoozing us.
He'll
up.
Say stuff.
Oh God, he gets mad. Yeah. He wants hard nose.
He wants effort.
I remember when he was talking about Talbot saying, "Nope, we're going to have two goalies. It's going to be great." And a week later, he traded him. He said, "I changed my freaking mind. Yep. I wanted a guy."
There's
thought,
a legend.
That's refreshing, man.
There's a legend of him talking to the team. Before the start of the season, how long has he been here? 3 years?
Something like that.
Maybe it was his second year, but he's led, and Spurgeon is his captain, right? Mm-hmm. And he's talking to the team before the season, and he says, Jared, what's most important? What's most important with a team? And he said, well, you know, getting along with each other and blah, blah, blah. And he screams, BS! It's winning.
It's bleeping winning.
Yes.
Plus, he tells the team when they go to camp, you're getting a chance.
Yes.
That's all you get.
Yeah.
Is a chance.
Yep.
Yeah. Old time hockey there, man. He's not that old. He's not 50. Is he 50
no,
yet?
He's no, he's a great player.
Yeah, he was. He was. But it's so much different. I mean, Falvey, like at the Correa.
Oh, God, there's
Correa
no comparison.
Press, no, but the Correa press conference, he has really smoothed out his BS, you know, delivery. They used to have to bring in Levine to speak.
For the BS, yeah.
Because Falvey was so clumsy with it. You know, he'd just say collaborative if he couldn't think of anything else to say. Now he's got a, what are the ones they use, basically, or something they use now. But, yeah, this guy's so much different.
Yeah.
He's a guy who would be fun to cover because if you were the beat person, he'd tell you stuff.
You get a chance. I don't know what you're going to do with it, but you get a chance. Okay.
He's Red Blair with a lot more sophistication.
Yes.
Yes. Blair.
All right, sports fans.
All right.
See you later.
Yeah. Wait.
See you next season.
Wait. Dallas should win this game tonight,
God,
shouldn't they?
Please, shouldn't they?
They should. But
they
you know
should.
What?
They've been playing bad though for about 3 weeks.
It's a funny game.
It is.
Dak has been terrible lately.
But it's not the Giants Vikings. It's not likely this or likely that. Dallas should win the game.
Yeah, they should.
That's true.
Should.
But then the Bills fighting for their lives against Miami with some third-string quarterback.
That kid's not that bad, though. He played okay.
You're a Bills apologist.
Do you think?
No, I'm talking about the Dolphins quarterback. I thought he played okay.
Is that Tua Ua?
No, Skylar Thompson.
No, the guy that's not playing.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Mm-hmm.
Will he play again, do you think?
I don't think so.
If he's smart, he's not going to.
I don't know.
Oh, he'll play. Yeah, he'll play.
Well, sure, and then the moon's a bowl of spaghetti.
He's only had a couple of
Love the story
what
though,
is enough?
of the kid from Miami, the dad, Skylar Thompson's old man, drove 15 hours straight to go watch him play in Buffalo yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
That's something you
have the money to buy a car?
Well, what? I think he just couldn't find a last minute flight because he was saying, "Well, I got to be there."
Where's that kid? Washington? Where was he?
Kansas State.
I meant to mention there were some kids in the college championship game who, when they were born, their parents were thinking ahead to them playing college football. They had names like Stetson Bennett. And Ladd.
Oh, really?
Come on.
Yeah.
A bunch of foghorns.
No St. Stetson.
No, there's no St. Ladd either. Ladd.
Yeah.
L-A-D-D.
By the way, one other thing. We got to try to get the murder out of college basketball.
I think so.
We got another one.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's two murders this year. One attempted murder of a player who then killed the guy that was attempting to murder him.
Yep.
And then we got the murder. Mm-hmm. Then about 3 years ago or 4 years ago at TCO, we had the one guy plotting to killing the teammate. I don't like murder.
You're against it.
You should get, you know, if there's a murder in your if there's a murder in your program, you should go on a couple of years probation.
That's right. Didn't Baylor have one a couple of years
ago? Baylor, that's right. Not TCU, okay. Baylor. Okay. Yeah, Baylor had the whole plotted murder.
That was a really odd story.
Yeah, that was one guy killing his teammate.
Before it was fashionable.
Mm-hmm. And the guy from New Mexico, I think it was New Mexico State, kid from New Mexico State had gotten in a fight at a football game with some people from New Mexico, right? And they were seeking revenge on him when the basketball team came to Albuquerque. I think the game was in Albuquerque. And you know how they lured him out?
Hmm.
Had a young,
undefeated,
fetching co-ed. Yeah. Co-ed sent him a message saying, and he sneaked out of the room at 1 a.m. But here's the best part. Broke curfew to sneak out of the room, meet this girl. Then they, big brawl, they shot him. He shot the guy back and killed him. He took his gun when he went. He was very smart. But but the New Mexico State team.
He's going to graduate.
The New Mexico State team, when they went to investigate, they found out that six others of them had sneaked out of the hotel that night to go to various other places. But the coach, they haven't fired him yet because it's a first-year coach, so... Yeah, but murder's not good in college sports.
No, you're opposed.
You got to get rid of murder.
And I can join you. Yeah, I'm opposed.
Basketball, college basketball, too much murder.
Too much murder.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
This is Ricey for the Canopy Group. Although the Vikings are out, you still have plenty of options to view other football teams as they strive to make the Super Bowl. It's as simple as that. Options. Life is all about having options. Why do you continue to have your home and auto insurance with one single agent that represents only one single company? It's like watching two football teams play each other every week for 17 weeks straight. No thanks. It just doesn't make any sense. By now, you should know the Canopy Group provides you with 16 different insurance companies and 40 insurance professionals, all with just one goal in mind: providing you with the best insurance coverage at the best price each and every year. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com and they will check out your options. You've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple: trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Roycey is a paid endorser.
The Tommies men's hockey team is back in action. Come and see great Division I hockey as the Tommies make a push in the tough CCHA. St. Thomas battles Bowling Green State Falcons this Thursday and Friday night. Go to TommySports.com to buy your tickets or just come to the St. Thomas Arena ticket office on game day.